Father, we thank you, we bless you for this time, for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come into your house once more again. I want to thank you for your children that are gathered tonight, oh God, in different parts of the world, in different communities, in different languages, in different places, almighty God. They are gathered tonight by faith to honor you. They have gathered tonight by faith to praise you. They have gathered tonight by faith to exalt your name. And we know that you are our Father who art in heaven. Allow it be thy name tonight. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. We submit to the authority of your will, that Father, not our will, but thy will be done tonight. Even as we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit everything that we are going to do tonight in your able hand, that Father, come and move in a mighty way. Come and empower us to do your will. Come and infill us afresh with your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow in this place. Let grace flow in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power move in the name of Jesus. We open our hearts to receive from the Father. We open our hearts to receive from the King of Glory in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, whatever you have purpose to do, may you do it today. Whoever you have purpose to touch, may you touch them today. Whoever you have purpose to heal, may you heal them today. Whoever you have purpose to restore, may you restore them today. Whoever you have purpose to set free, may you set them free by your grace, by your mercy, by your love, oh God. May you draw us near to you today in the name of Jesus. May your presence be tangible to us wherever we are, wherever we are connected, oh God. Even some in their homes, in their cars, in RTD radio, oh God, we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you are able to reach on to each and every one of us, oh God. Because you are the Father, you know us by our name, O God. You know our coming in and our going out, O God. There is nothing we can hide from you, O Jehovah Adonai. And in that spirit, we come before you. In meekness, we pour our hearts to you. In meekness, we surrender our needs to you. In meekness, we surrender our weaknesses to you, O Jehovah. May our weakness be swallowed by your mercy. May our weakness be swallowed by your grace tonight as we gather, O God. We gather as imperfect vessel. We gather as people in need of mercy. We gather as people in need of forgiveness. We gather as people, oh God, in need of the mercies of God. And Father, we surrender to the authority of your hand. We surrender our hearts to you. May you wield our hearts, oh God, unto your glory. We submit unto the authority of the Holy Spirit, oh God. We submit unto the leadership of the Spirit of Christ, that whatever we are going to do tonight will honor the name of God. Whatever we are going to do tonight, we exalt the name of Jesus, that the Father of all Spirit will be honored tonight, that His power will flow, His glory will flow, His presence will be eminent unto your people. Move, Holy Spirit, move, Holy Spirit, touch your people, revive your people. Rekindle the hearts of God that once burned with fire but have gone off. May their hearts catch fire again. May our hearts catch fire again. May we worship you again. May we praise you again. Eteleberina hanto zabarataya. Iparanto hoto zabarataya. Take over, Holy Spirit. Take over our mind, O God. Take over our worship, O God. Take over our praises, O God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome your mercy. We welcome your presence. We welcome your wisdom. We welcome your counsel in our midst, O God. We welcome your discernment in our midst, O God. We welcome your knowledge. We welcome your understanding, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be with us, O Father. Be with us, O Father. Give us this day, O God, our daily bread. Meet each and every one of us at the point of their needs, O God. May you meet each and every one of us, O God. Minister to each and every one of us, O God. Touch us again. Revive us again. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. Receive all the glory, receive all the power, for there is none like you, Jesus. You are welcome in this service, O mighty one of Jacob. Allow it be your name. Glorious is your name. Worship him, bless him. Bless him tonight. Adore him tonight. Lavish on his name. Bless him with the fruits of your lips. Bless him. Hayatarababu shantam. Ipabahonto hola vitezebeteliam. Hatazama hanto horiata kalaginam. Unto zabaratani hetezebetele kentenemenetash. Iparantoli hetezeberera. O payantani mahanta la baronde. Ito soba handi hilekida mahanta. Ito soba hanta rabine mentele bedeletesh. Iparatana hanta. Open your mouth and you will feel it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth, you will feel it. Iparatani hituzo paratayam. Ide menetoze telebenetaya yakanta namazande. Ito soba lantani helevende metolobozayam. Ipabayantani mokoriam. We worship you, our King. We worship you, our Ebenezer. We worship you, the King of glory. You reign on earth and in heaven. Your name is glorious, O Father. You are glorious in your place. You rule forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the one who sits on the throne. Hallelujah. To the one whose name is above every other name. We acknowledge your majesty in this place. We acknowledge your presence in this place. We acknowledge your spirit in this place. We acknowledge your angels in this place. We welcome you, ministering angels. Minister to each and every one of us. Minister to your people, O God, in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move across the nations, across borders, across nations, across languages. Ede maratatatata. Ribababu shanta libarataniam. Upayande mozande leketele de benesham. Utasande makoria bayantani. Haparatala bide bedebe. We welcome your kingdom to reign. We welcome your glory to reign. As we take authority over every powers of the enemy, we bind every forces of hell and our feet. We bind every powers and of iniquity, every powers of transgression, every powers of the enemy. We bind every strong man. We bind every spirit of darkness and our feet. We bind every monitoring spirit, every spirit of disruption. We bind you, every spirit of iniquity and infirmity. We bind you, every strong man, we bind you, as it is written in the word of God, that whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And today we bind every works of the enemy as we release the glory of God. We release the help of God. We release the hand of God. We release salvation and deliverance in our borders. We release healing. We release miracles. We release the favor of the living God, the hand of majesty, the hand of power, the hand of deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy is the Lamb of God. Holy, 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 holy. Ayayayayayayayayaya. Zeketele kadabaratana makoto setele bedeletaya. Open your heart unto him tonight. Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. This is your day. This is your day of visitation. The Lord is visiting. He's visiting your heart. He's visiting your home. He's visiting your mind. He's visiting your vessel. Zekele maratata. ze pabayante mirato ze lekende makatalagadesh i paranamuzande metele betele gande i paboyantani muzande makoria i tasabarante libarande i kaboyantana makoria e paratana mokoria ratabaratea i barantoria rabashanta i toso barantene mekente legedesheni antozo bakante lekende i kabagande lepete sheberi akorozande lekete sheberi azanda makoria i baratana hado zavaye e karo ho zavarate re kabaya selendo robayata i tarabayante. We welcome your presence in our midst. We welcome the passion of the Holy Spirit to have his way. Have your way, 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 Holy Spirit, have your way, have your way, have your way. Hala la 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 la. Zeke te 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 te. Ze parata da da bahate leka. Je kabakata la kate leke te. Je bete le pete leke te leke te. Je bete le pete leke te. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our mind. Have your way in the church. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way in this place. Mighty Spirit of God, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Je kapayata taparate reparatoria hakadala kete e kabayantane mantozalabi e parantele kente zeperida o parantene makoria e parantana makoria e perererere o payata tatatata je kapayantane makariete sete e paratala bahande. Father, revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again, O Lord. Revive us again. O bayata ta 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 ta. Ze patala bandele petele bende. I paratane makoria. Je kapayata seteri babo shante. I tasabahante le bende le bende le bende le bende le bende. Your words say the desert will remain a desert until the Spirit is poured from on high. Father, pour your Spirit in our desert heart, O God. Pour your Spirit, pour your Spirit unto every desert heart, unto every grieving heart, unto every tired soul, unto every exhausted soul. Pour your grace, pour your might, pour your power, pour the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Release your glory tonight and fill your people, empower your people. Revive us again, O Lord. Revive us again, Holy Spirit. Revive us again, the Spirit of Christ. Revive us again, the Spirit of Christ. Revive us again, Holy Spirit. Bring us back, O God, to that place of intimacy. Bring us back, O God, to that place of surrender. Bring us back, O God, to that place where everything we put in your hand, O Jehovah. Holy, 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 holy. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 we worship you, our God. We worship you, our King. We worship you tonight. Hallelujah.
So now let's take a few minutes to go in the Word of the Living God. And we are reading from the book of Isaiah from chapter 1. And this is what the Bible says from verse 1. In the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which is so concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Ezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give hear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Praise the Lord. You see, the interesting thing is when the children of God rebel against God, hallelujah, when they harden their heart from hearing the voice of God, when they have hardened their ears to hear from God, God will begin to speak to nature. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because nature has ability to hear God. Hallelujah. And there are times when our heart is so hardened from the truth. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are people that when you open the Bible to them, they run away. They can talk to you any other thing apart from talking about God. The moment you mention something about God, they close their heart. Hallelujah. They seem to be enjoying a lot of topics. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. You might be the one scrolling through the internet. You might be scrolling in TikTok right now, and you landed into a place where the man of God is sharing the word of God, and it seems like your heart is closed. Glory be to God. When you reach to some video speaking about lasciviousness, speaking about sin and all that, you seem to enjoy. But when it comes to a message that is speaking about God, when it comes to a message of God's love, of God's light unto humanity, it seems like your heart is closed. And when that time comes, God begins to address our issues with the earth. God begins to address our issues with the heavens. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And you know this thing, especially the earth, was created to be under the dominion of man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when man begin to rebel the order of God, when man stop listening to direction of God, when man feel that they are too good for God, they are too wise for God, they are too good to go to church, praise the Lord Almighty, hallelujah, they are too good to come to a worship service like this, when you reach to that place of stubbornness, when you reach to that place of pride, when you reach to that place where you think you don't need God in your life, you don't need to pray, you don't need to read the Bible, you don't need to come to church to hear the word of God, there are things that God will begin to speak to. Praise the Lord Almighty. God will begin to remind you that even the things that are around you, hallelujah, can pan against you. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because if the heavens can hear God, if the heart can hear God, who is us that we can't hear God? Praise the Lord Almighty. And we know that we need the earth to be sustained. You need the oxygen in the earth for you to be sustained. You need the food that the earth giveth for you to be sustained. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Most of our livelihood is coming from the earth. Most of our livelihood is coming from the grace that the heaven is giving. Praise the Lord. And that's why in the Bible, there are days when men rebel against God. There are days when men went far away from God. The Bible says God shut the heaven and it didn't rain, and life became miserable to many people. There are situations in the Bible, even in the lamentation of Jeremiah, where the Bible says even women turn to bear children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It reaches a time of anger that we find even women are. I don't know if you know that story. I don't know if I should say it. Hallelujah. People ended up eating their own children because the heavens were shut down. Glory be to God. We have to be careful not to reach to the place where God will begin to speak to earth, where God will begin to speak to heaven, because we are too stubborn, we are too stiff-necked, we are too rigid to hear God, so God turns to nature. Glory be to God. Because nature has a way of speaking to man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you don't have food on the table, when you are sick and you don't know how to be healed, hallelujah, when there is no rain, when there is no job, hallelujah, glory be to God, you will begin to look for God. Glory be to God. Some of you, you think you are too smart for God. You think you are too smart. You think you have a good job. You have a good health insurance. happens. But the moment an infirmity is trapped that the doctor doesn't know what it is, there is no treatment of that sickness. Hallelujah. You will look up. Hallelujah. You have been stubborn all along. You have been thinking that people who go to church go to waste their time. But a time come where God will speak to the heavens. A time come where God will speak to earth. That time come where God will shut down things around you because he wants your attention. Glory be to God of heaven and earth. Some of you, you used to be God's lovers. You used to have intimate time with God, but you went to a certain environment where you have forgotten your God. You have forgotten your intimate time with God. You have forgotten your covenant of relationship with God. You have forgotten your office with God. You have forgotten your hour of prayer with God. You have forgotten your commitment with God. And God has been speaking. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord have spoken. Glory be to God. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord have spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Wow. God is saying, I have nourished and I have brought up children, but they have rebelled against me. Hallelujah. Do you know, as a nation, God has nourished us. God has kept us as a nation. Glory be to God. When I was studying history, America is one of the nations that didn't engage so much in many wars. It enjoyed peace for many years up to today. Glory be to God. God has nourished this nation. God has nourished our homes. God has nourished our cities. God has nourished our children. But do we still remember him? Do we still see God as our source? Do we still see God as our maker? Do we still see God as the Lord we need to submit to? As the Lord we need to serve? As the Lord we have a covenant with? Or we have forgotten God? We have become too much wise for God. We have become too much educated for God. We have become too much educated not to cry to God. We are ashamed to open our heart to cry to God. Hallelujah. Today people come to try to look educated. Today people come to try to look big. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But not because their heart is broken. Not because they want to make it right with God, but they are coming to the house of God with attitude. Some of you are coming to the house of God because you think you are doing the pastor a favor. You are adding on to the numbers for the pastor, not because you want to make it right with God, not because you want to increase your knowledge in God, not because you love God. So God says, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's grip. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Hey, glory be to God. This is one-on-one conversation. One-on-one conversation that God is having with Israel. And that Israel may be you today, that the Lord is speaking to you. The Lord is saying, even the donkey knows his owner. Even the ox knows his owner. Glory be to God. Do you know who your owner is? Do you know who your maker is? Do you know who your keeper is? Do you know who protected you from that road accident? Do you know who has kept you alive up to today? Do you know the kind of mercy you enjoy? Do you know the arm of God that have been wrapped around you, that you have not failed where others failed? You have not perished where others perished. Every day his mercy has covered you. His arms have been wrapped around you. You have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, but still you don't know your maker. You are behaving like a wild donkey. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are behaving like a wild animal who have no banner, who have no control. You see, God make us in a way that we need to be accountable to God. There's a list that God needs to have around us to put our life in order. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why there is that grip. The donkey's grip the Bible is talking about is to control the donkey so that the donkey don't go anywhere. Praise the Lord. That's the grip of God upon your life. Glory be to God. Or you are just living your life anyhow. You are living your life carelessly. You are living your life as if God doesn't exist. You are living your life as if your Father in heaven is not seeing. You are going around spreading wickedness, even in TikTok, in YouTube, in Facebook. You are going around doing things that doesn't please God. You are going around making others fall in sin. Yet you used to be a child of God. You used to be a praise and worship leader. You used to be a loving God. You used to be somebody who used to love God. You used to be a man of God. You used to be a pastor. But the things you are doing today, even God looks at you and wonder, are you still the same person whom I nourished? Are you still the same person whom I anointed? Are you still the same person whom I equipped for my glory? But the moment the glory came, you thought you were too big for God. The moment the world came, you thought you were too big for God. The moment honor came, you thought you were too big for God. So you took the grip. Hallelujah. Some of you don't even remember the last time you were in the church because you took the grip off. You took the hand off. You thought that going to church is too controlling. They are preaching righteousness all the time. They pray too much. The church is for people who don't have time for other things. Hallelujah. You took the control. You took the grip. Hallelujah. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Allah, sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers. Praise the Lord. Alas. Hallelujah. Do you know a time come when God enters the land, when God enters the city, when God enters our phone, when God enters our house, even in dark times like this, where Christians are busy celebrating Halloween? We saw even in White House, they were trying to do Halloween thing. Even in what the devil have entered everywhere. Everywhere the devil is entered, has entered. Everywhere the devil want to be worshipped. Even at the very church today, there were people celebrating Halloween at the altar. They were celebrating the devil in the house of God. Praise the Lord. So when God look, he say, ah, alas, alas. How can they do things like this? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They have transversed. They have reached to the level of iniquity. You see, iniquity is the darkness of that. It's the perversion that becomes a way of life. A perversion that has become a doctrine. That is iniquity. Hallelujah. Where people celebrate sin, where people celebrate evil, where people make law to promote iniquity, to promote sin, that is the level of iniquity. When people reach to the level where they have to inscribe it in their law, that is iniquity. It has become a perversion. It has become something that they are proud of. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is iniquity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I was studying the pre between sin, iniquity, and transgression, the most dangerous of all is iniquity. Praise the Lord. The most dangerous of the pre is iniquity, because iniquity is a practice now. It's a practice of perversion. It's a practice of evilness. Is where people embrace darkness to the extent where they make even an holy day for it. Hey, hallelujah. Even God say, alas, alas. Even God is surprised as a nation. The way we are doing things, even God himself is surprised. The way we are celebrating evil, the way we are celebrating death, when Christ has come to give us life and the life in abundance, that the reason why Jesus had to die and resurrect was to overcome death. Yet people, as a nation, we have gathered together to celebrate death instead of celebrating life. Alas, God is saying, alas, these people have gone too far. These people have gone too far. Today I'm speaking to the heavens. I am speaking to the mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am speaking to the mountains of America. I am speaking to the mountains of Illinois. I am speaking to the heavens, that the heavens hear, the heart hear what the Lord has to say concerning our children, concerning our nation. But children have I bared, children have I nourished, but they are no more. They think they are too big. They have been fattened. They are laden with iniquity. The Bible says a brood of evil to us. Children who are corruptors. Do you know what it means to corrupt? That's why we live in a time where they want to corrupt the mind of our children. They want to corrupt their education. They want to corrupt them even as young as they are. They want to intoxicate their knowledge. They want to corrupt them. Even children are being confused today. Children are being told, what gender are you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Children are being asked, what do you identify with? Children. Hallelujah. They are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. The Bible says they have provoked God to anger. They have turned away backward. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. This is the word of the Lord. The Bible said the whole head is sick. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faints. From the sole of the feet even to the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment. Do you know when iniquity increases, infirmities increases, diseases increases? That's why we have so many hospitals, so many diseases. Hallelujah. Cancers are spreading. Diabetes are spreading. Tumors are spreading everywhere. There is something new because people are forsaken God. Hallelujah. People are forsaken God. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Strangers devour your land in your presence. Hallelujah. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. So the daughters of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a hut in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have become, will have been made like Gomorrah. The Bible says, if the Lord could have not left a small remnant, I'm telling you, as a nation, we could have perished already. As a nation, we are standing today because of the small remnant who have been crying to God. They've been crying for mercy. They've been crying for mercy. They've been saying, Lord, let the land allotted for the righteous not to be left to the wicked. Oh, mighty God, remember the covenant of our fathers who served you faithfully. We can't forget you, God. We love you, God. Keep the lamp burning, God. Save our children, God. Save our nation, God. If it was not of the remnant, we could have become like Sodom. We know what had happened to Sodom. Sodom was destroyed by rain of fire spawn from heaven. Hallelujah. We will have become like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Now God has addressed the heavens. He has addressed the heart. Now he's addressing men. Now he has drawn attention of men. He has drawn attention of men. You think you are too smart for God? There is something that God will touch that you will draw your attention. When the cities are burning, today we many nations, cities are burning. Cities are burning. This is the word of God, because people turned away from God. People turned away from God. But now the Lord is speaking here, the word of the Lord. You rulers of Sodom, give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings, of rams, and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs of goats. Do you know, sometimes when we become rebellious towards God, we begin to do things religiously. Hallelujah. We begin to do things religiously, yet we don't love God. We are not committed to Him, but we are doing it for show. So we are bringing our sacrifices to God for show, but we are still living a sinful life. We are still living a life that doesn't give God the glory, but we can still come and sing in the choir. You can still come, but the last night you are just fornicating. Hallelujah. But in the morning you come to lead the choir and you don't have a conscience in your mind that you are standing in the holy ground, that you need to do things according to the order of holiness. But we think that God is interested in our sacrifices, but not in our obedience. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why in America, people don't want you to know how they live outside church. They don't want you to know the life they live outside church. Hallelujah. So when they come to church, their stories are few. Hallelujah. Many of you, many may not even want you to know where they live, because the moment you know where they live and who you live with who they live with, hallelujah, you may not believe in them again. Praise the Lord. But they go to church, they look faithful, they pay their tithe, they pay their off, they give their offering to the Lord, they participate in the church, they sing in the choir, they are talented, they are gifted, but the life they live is opposite of obedience to the ways of God. And God is looking at us and is wondering and is asking us, what is the purpose of the multitude of your sacrifice? What is the purpose of the songs you are singing? What is the purpose of your preachings? What is the purposes of your offerings, of your tithes? What is the purposes of the songs you are singing? If you can't hear me, if you can't live for me, if you can't live a life that give me glory, what's the purpose of coming to church when we are not living for God? Hallelujah. I always say that Jesus is the most loved, but also very poorly represented. Sometimes when I see children of God who profess faith, when I see their level of love for God, hallelujah, their level of love for God is one thing. Sometimes we have to die to what we like. We have to die to what we want in order to please God. Just because it is fashion doesn't mean you should take it and use it. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because what the earth may call fashion, the heaven may call abomination. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But we are the light of this world, so we need to represent the light. Do you know, as a believer,
When you go to the houses of God, when people look at you, the way you smile, the way you talk, the way you dress, hallelujah, need to convince them that Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Today you look at believers, the way they behave, the way they talk, the way they cast. They are deacons in the church, but they cast like crazy. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And you wonder, is this a child of God? To beloved God? What is the purpose of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of your burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the bulls, in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more fatal sacrifices, incense in abomination to me. So there are things that God calls fatal sacrifices. Incense, there are prayers. Can you imagine our prayers can become abomination? Hallelujah. Because there are prayers of pretense. Not because we love God. Not because we are sold out to God. Not because we want to see lives of people transformed from the heart. Not because we want to see our children on fire, living for God, living transformed life, living lives of dignity. So God is calling them fatal. God is calling our prayers abomination. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the callings of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. Hey. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, This is a one-on-one conversation. Hallelujah. You see, there are times where God doesn't hide anymore. Praise the Lord. You see, even God can speak his mind. And God is saying, I cannot endure iniquity, perversion of heart with sacred assembly. When I walk in the streets of Chicago, there is abomination in the house. There is abomination. They even put it at the door. But God is saying he cannot endure the kind of pretense in our heart where we pretend to come to touch, but we don't love him. We are not ready to say, yes, Jesus. We are not ready to surrender our whole to Jesus. Are we ready to surrender all part of our life, even those parts that we don't want anyone to touch, even those parts that we don't want anyone to talk about, that lifestyle that doesn't glorify God? Are you ready to surrender of your made it iniquity? You have made it a law. You have made it a practice. So you don't care. You don't care whether you are still living with your boyfriend, but you come to sing in the choir. You don't care. It doesn't bother your conscience anymore because it has become iniquity. It has become a culture of sin, a culture of perversion, a culture where we think we are too big to change. But God, who is the maker, God, who is the potter, he's saying, you are not too big for my word. You are not too big for my truth. You are not too big for my law. You have to bend. You have to break so that I build you again. You have to break so that I mold you again. Because the current you cannot fit on the plan of God. The current you cannot sit on that narrow path to eternal life. So there has to be some squeezing. There has to be some squeezing. There are things that has to leave you. There are certain habits that has to leave you. There are certain way of thinking that has to leave you. You need to remember you need God and you need to live right for God. You need to depend on God. You need to live a surrendered life to him. Your life needs to be a worship. Your life needs to be a fragrance to him. Not just your gift. Not just your beautiful voice at the altar.
Your very life needs to be a fragrance to the Lord. Not your beautiful voice. Your life needs to be a fragrance to the Lord. So God is saying he cannot endure. He cannot endure iniquity with sacred assembly. The Lord cannot endure the two. In the name of Jesus, he cannot endure. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now listen to what the Lord is saying. I will jump to verse 15. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Praise the Lord. It's not about the amount of prayers we pray. The Bible says, He will hide. Even though we make many prayers, the Lord will hide. He will not hear us. Because our ways are out of order. Our ways as a nation are out of order. Our ways as a people are out of order. A time come that we need to go back to the Lord. Our hands are full of blood as a nation. A time come that we need to go back to the Lord. Verse 16 says, wash yourselves, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil, put away your evil. God is seeing everything, even the things that you think your pastor doesn't see. God is seeing your bedroom. God is seeing your mannerism. God is seeing the pictures you have put on your phone. God is seeing everything. There is nothing we can hide. God is saying, put away the evil before my eyes, put away, wash your robes, clean yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. God wants to visit, he wants to touch you, but you need to clean up the way, you need to remove the debris, you need to remove the iniquity, you need to remove the ways that doesn't please God. You need to be willing to return to God in true repentance. You need to come back to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Praise the Lord. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God is speaking to us. He's going back to the nature. He's going back to the nature. He's going, we remember when we started this chapter, we started when God was addressing the heavens and he was addressing the earth. And God is saying, if you're willing and obedient, if you're willing to follow my ways, if you're willing to live for me, if you're willing to say yes to Jesus and no to worldly pleasures and no to the works of the darkness and no to demonic activities, if you're willing to say yes, Jesus, we belong to you. We will follow you. We will live for you. Our children shall serve you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord is saying, if we are willing and if we are obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So every land has a good and every land has a bad. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every nation, everywhere you go, there is a good of the land and there is a reject of the land. And when we are not living according to the ways of God, we will end up in dry places. When we are not living according to the voice of God, we will end up in dry places. We will end up in the bad of the land because we are not willing to reconcile our ways with Jesus.
We are not willing to give our all to our Maker. We are not willing to surrender our lives, to surrender our homes, to surrender our children and say, me and my household, we shall serve the living God. It doesn't matter who are not serving God. It doesn't matter who is not living for God. But I make up my mind, I will serve Jesus. I make up my mind, I will live for Him. I make up my mind that Jesus is my Lord, is the Lord of my life, is my Savior, is my Lord. In my home, Jesus shall be Lord. In my house, Jesus shall be Lord. In my work, Jesus shall be Lord. In my dressing, Jesus shall be Lord. In my speech, Jesus shall be Lord. He is the Lord of everything. He's the Lord. He's the Lord of my going out, is the Lord of my coming in, is the Lord of the decisions that I make in this life. Jesus is the Lord. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the Lord. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord have spoken. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. I know some of you are looking like me like crazy. Hallelujah. You are wondering, what is this man of God preaching? This is the word of God.